This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is James Mason from Neighbours. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
This is the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Since it began way back in 1985, Neighbours is one of Australia's biggest television exports. I'm also creating some of the world's biggest stars. My next guest is first appeared on the show in early 2010, struggling with his sexuality. Chris Pappas is now one of Neighbours' most popular characters. Joining me in the studio that plays the character so brilliantly is James Mason. How are you going, James?
I'm good, Leo. Yourself?
Good, thank you. Now, let's get to know you a bit better. What got you into acting?
I guess it was probably something that I developed in high school. I always had a passion for acting. And it wasn't until probably later in high school that I really decided it was something I wanted to give a try as a serious career, I guess. It was always something that, you know, people were pretty cynical about, and, you know, it was never really a realistic goal. So I had a teacher for my final year of high school, and he was really instrumental in supporting me and more so motivating me to go out and actually give it a shot. And I think I owe a lot of credit to him for giving me the courage to, and the belief to actually go out and do it.
Because Neighbours is your first acting role, and you originally auditioned for Andrew Robinson, was that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that went to Jordan Smith, but you got the character of Chris Pappas, which I guess at the time when you auditioned, they told you there was going to be a gay character. Now, most young guys would have, not for me, and walked away from it, but you took it on as a bit of a challenge. Why?
Yeah, actually, I remember at the time, our producer, Susan Bauer, was talking about the guys that were coming in to audition. You know, it was actually, I found out that a lot of people turned the role down once they found out that the character was gay, which is a bit of a shame, really, because, you know, I think as an actor, and especially from my perspective, is I'm willing to take on any role. That's my job. My job is to take on whatever comes at me, and I think that's what I find most appealing about acting anyway, is that adventure, that going out and taking a different path and jumping into someone else's shoes and doing something that I wouldn't necessarily do in my everyday life. And I think that's what I enjoy about it the most. And for me, it's also a learning experience too, because I'm learning about something that I probably wouldn't necessarily know much about if I hadn't have gone through this role and this character and this whole experience.
What I love about how the writers on the show have dealt with your character, Chris, is it's not too in your face, and there's many storylines which the viewers can relate to, struggling with your sexuality, having a crush on a straight best friend, you know, coming out to your parents. What have been some of your favourite storylines over the years?
Oh, there's been so many. You know, it's really great to have this range of story, and I think it feels like such a long time ago now, you know, when Chris came out, and it seems like a completely different world ago. But, you know, it's great to experience all these stories, and I guess, you know, the thing that I really like about what we try to do on the show is that, you know, I like to think that you know, we can create stories that people can relate to and that are realistic and have some sort of meaning in the world, and if they can help people, which, you know, I believe that they do, or they have, and they still do. I've got a lot of feedback over the past few years about some of the work I've done and people relating to it and helping them through similar situations. And, you know, that's a really great thing for me to hear, because, you know, I feel like, you know, that I'm doing something worthy of not only the show, but of the people who watch the show, and of people that may be struggling with experiences that my character may be dealing with. And, you know, that's just a really great feeling. And, you know, there's been so many of those stories, from, you know, Chris coming out to Chris having his first crush on, like you said, his pretty much best
Andrew,
friend,
yeah.
Andrew, to having his first boyfriend, to going through rekindling his relationship with his dad and also his mum. And then, you know, and it's just been, you know, I think great story after great story. And it's been something that, you know, I've really evolved with, and I've really found myself learning more and more about, you know, these experiences and these situations. And it's just been, yeah, it's been such a great ride so far, and is, and hopefully still a lot more to come.
You touched on Chris's first boyfriend earlier. Now, that was played by Bobby Morley, who plays Aidan, nurse on the show. Now, that was Chris's first, I guess, boyfriend. And obviously, when you read the script, you must have thought, okay, there's going to be scenes coming up which are going to be challenging for me as a young actor. How did you get through those more intimate scenes with Bobby?
Well, I guess as you can imagine, being a straight male, that, you know, it's probably something that is, you know, could be pretty uncomfortable or just, you know, different for me and also for Bob. And like I said earlier, that, you know, it's a challenge, and I'm up for a challenge, and I have to be up for a challenge. Being an actor, I think you can't just pick and choose your roles. You'd be very limited to what you end up getting. You know, I think the best thing about, you know, Bob and I, we sort of had a bit of a, you know, I think knowing what we were getting ourselves into, we kind of, not only were we very similar in personality anyway, we sort of created this chemistry as really good friends because of the character, I believe. So it was, you know, it made it a lot easier, you know, from a professional point of view. You know, we were just a couple of guys doing our job, and really, you know, I don't really see this any different to, you know, playing a murderer or, you know, something really out there like that, because it's ultimately, that's what you're doing. You're playing something that's really completely different to your everyday life. It's just in a different way. So yeah, look, working with Bob made that challenge a lot easier, and, you know, we felt really comfortable, and you know, we were up for it. And, you know, to tell you the truth, at the start we didn't really know what was sort of coming up, so we just kind of rolled with it, and we were ready to take anything as it came.
My special guest this morning on the show is Neighbours star James Mason. He plays Chris Pappas on the show, an openly gay character. Stick around, James. Plenty more to talk about, including more of your time on the show and what's coming up for Neighbours in 2014. Now, I guess one of the most successful stars to come from the show is Kylie Minogue. She played Charlie Mitchell way back in the 80s. And this song was actually recorded when you were born in 1989. So this is a step back in time. This is way back in 1989. This is Kylie Minogue from her second album, Enjoy Yourself. This is Hand in Your Heart. Enjoy.
Hi, this is James Mason from Neighbours. Proud to be heard on Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, the Friday morning show with Leo. That was a blast from the past from Kylie Minogue. Hand on your heart on Joy 94.9. Now, she got her start in Neighbours, like my special guest this morning, James Mason. He plays openly gay character Chris Pappas on the show. Now, James, news broke this week that Neighbours producers are going to be casting a very, very important role for next year. The son of Scott and Charlene, played by Kylie and Jason, Daniel Robinson, of course, lives in Queensland. He's going to hit Neighbours screens next year. Very exciting news for long-term Neighbours fans.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't really know much about the situation at the moment. I know that I believe they're still casting. So, yeah, it's you know, we're all really interested to see. You know, obviously it's a pretty big deal, and you know, it's generally how the casting works at Neighbours is it's very much not too much of a process. You kind of see someone and you really, you know, you take to them or you don't. And you know, it's funny with this character that, you know, I think it's been about 4 weeks now that they've been casting, and they've gone through everyone, and they're really making sure that they're getting someone that is, you know, that they really want and that really suits the role. So they're putting a lot of effort into it, which is great. So I hope the end result is, you know, what everybody was hoping.
Daniel is in his early 20s, so maybe he can be a partner for Chris, perhaps.
Yeah, potentially. I guess. Yeah, look, you know, it's Neighbours and anything can happen, so yeah.
Now, earlier this year, there's a couple of guest stars come back from the show. Of course, Nicola Charles plays Sue Beaumont. She came back, and last night, Lucy Robinson, played by Melissa Bell, came back on the show. It's always really fun bringing back old characters.
Yeah, I think
I love that about Neighbours.
No, I think it's great, you know. I think that the current producers are really adamant in bringing back a lot of old characters. You know, it's nostalgic. It's also a great opportunity for you know, the old cast that have been on the show before to come back, and you know, and I believe the audiences really love to see familiar faces, and one of the biggest things that we're trying to create right now is more of a community. So you'll notice that even some of the guest stars that come in every now and then, whether they have a couple of lines or they've been there a few weeks or they pop in and out all the time, you notice that they'll start to sort of show their faces more, and I think that's really great, and I think going to be there's definitely a potential to bring back even more older cast members from, you know, even over the last 3 or 4 years. There's a couple coming back at the moment, sort of popping in and out, and I think it'll be quite a frequent thing in the future.
Now, this year, Chris, your character Chris, has gone through a lot this year. His best mate Lucas has left Ramsey Street. He's got a boyfriend, Hudson, who's got charged with a hit and run. He's now in jail. What was it like for you this year in the storylines? What was your favourite storyline this year?
Probably my favourite storyline so far has been the stuff with Hudson, who's played by Remy High. Sorry, Remy He. He'll hate me for pronouncing his name wrong.
Great actor.
Who's fantastically talented and such a great guy and doing some really wonderful work in Neighbours and also beyond as well. And, you know, he's just such like Bob, you know, such an easy guy to work with and so accommodating and makes it so much fun to work with and to perform these storylines with. And a lot of the stuff that I've done with him, I felt that has been some of my best work as well, which is, you know, a great way to feel, you know, working with somebody. So that my stuff with Remy's been probably the highlight of the year so far. But there's you know, I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of really talented guest stars as well coming in, and one of the big things about Chris is that having no permanent family on the street, he's kind of that character that mingles with everybody, so he's the one that kind of brings this family with that family and creates these storylines between other characters. So, you know, I find myself working with almost everybody, whereas some of the actors will find themselves only working with, you know, one or two, or, you know, maybe a maximum of 3 or 4 different, you know, interacting with different characters on the street. But, you know, I find myself lucky that I get to work with a whole range of people, whether they're permanents or guests. So, you know, that's really great.
I mean, this year scenes with, I guess, Chris's best friend Kyle and, of course, Sheila have been fantastic, you know. And getting back to, I guess, this year, because tonight's a big grand final of the show. There's been a lot happening the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What can we expect from tonight's episode, and what can fans expect from in 2014?
Okay, what can we expect from tonight's episode? Well, there will definitely be some drama. I don't want to give too much away, obviously.
Yeah,
you know, you only have to hold out till 6:30 tonight. But look, yeah, of course, it's, you know, they don't call it a cliffhanger for nothing. So, you know, there's a lot of suspense and, you know, drama and potential death and all that.
Yeah, a crazy sister in the mix too. Mm.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, it's crazy everywhere.
I want to talk briefly about your charity work. Now, you're an ambassador for Headspace Australia, which deals with mental health. How did you become involved with Headspace?
Headspace, they actually approached me in the beginning and asked if I wanted to come on, having you know, through this role, I guess I feel like that I have gained a certain knowledge of homosexuality and what it would be like to experience something like coming out, and, you know, the hardship involved in all that. And I guess from a character perspective, they see my character as being some sort of influence for people who may be going through that situation, and I think they can use that to their advantage. And they approached me, and I said, you know, that's a great idea. I'd love to get involved in something like Headspace, where, you know, it's becoming such a big organization now, and they have such an influence in the young community. And, you know, if I can help and spread that word, then yeah, I'm all for that. So, you know, yeah, they approached me, and I said, yeah, I'd love to come on board. And, you know, we've had a few campaigns over the last sort of 12 months or so, and yeah, they've been really successful. And, you know, we're just trying to, one, create awareness about Headspace itself, but also create awareness about mental health and, you know, the issues that come with that.
Now, finally, some questions to finish off with. This is a bit of a quiz to see how well you know your neighbours.
Oh dear, right. Okay, this could end really badly.
These are quite easy questions. Which current co-star was the best man in Scott and Charlene's wedding back in 1987? Now, that, Scott was the Robinson, remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's only one person I believe that has been there since the start. Obviously, he's gone away and come back, but I'm going to have a stab and say Stephen Dennis, who plays Paul Robinson.
Yes!
Yes! One question, all right. That's good so far.
Delta Goodrum played Nina Tucker on the show a few years ago. Her on-screen boyfriend at the time, played by Jay Ryan, is currently starring in which US drama? Also a show on 11.
You know what? I saw his name the other day, but I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, he's a bit of a beast.
A bit of a beast. Oh, I'm terrible.
and his co-star is a bit of a beauty.
Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
I think you kind of gave that one to me.
Ex-Factor judge Nat Bass played Izzy on Neighbours. Which character did she have an affair with?
Oh, that'd have to be good old Dr. Carl Kennedy.
Played by Alan Fletcher, very yeah. correct. Sheila plays, of course, played by the lovely Colette Mann, had a role in which iconic Aussie drama?
Oh, dear, I must say, I was surfing YouTube the other week and I came across a scene between Colette Mann and Stephen Dennis, and it was, oh, geez, it must have been 80-something anyway, and it was from Prisoner. And oh my God, I had a laugh. It was great.
Now, if you don't know this, there's something wrong. Which Neighbours stars have cameos in Alan Fletcher's Christmas song, If You Want a Happy Christmas?
I should know this one, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
One being myself. The other one alongside me was Chris Milligan, who plays Kyle. And probably more prominent was Stephen Dennis, again. Who played the bad Santa.
And very good, Chris. You know your neighbours very well. Can I just say, from a personal point of view, thank you so much for playing such a great character, Chris. I mean, he is an amazing character and you do a brilliant job on the show. Congrats to you and the crew and the cast for a great season of Neighbours this year, and may it continue well into the future. Now, the show is, of course, shot in Melbourne. Very, very proud of that. And I know my fans in the UK love the show. So any big shout-outs for UK fans and Aussie fans?
Look, I just want to say, thanks for the continuous support of not only myself but the show. I guess, you know, without the support of the audience, you know, we wouldn't be doing this. So, kudos to you guys.
Thanks, James Mason. He's my special guest this morning on the Friday Morning Show. Catch Neighbours tonight. Thanks, James.
Thanks, Leo. Hi, this is James Mason from Neighbours. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member. Call 1300-JOY-949 or sign up online at joy.org.au.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.